Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fisherman Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel at Grace Ranch for another glorious day and beautiful Sunday service. Let us praise and worship the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer. We come before you today, Jesus, and we just thank you for giving us the opportunity, Lord, that we may hear your word. And Lord, we ask you that you bring into our hearts and into our minds, Lord, the understanding that we need. Give us exactly what we need, Lord. Whether it be correction, whether it be praise, just bring us your truth, Lord, so we may each operate in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Change my heart, oh God. Table.
the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Praise you, Jesus. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hope everybody is having a good day and a blessed day. There are a lot of folks in the ministry that are out on the road at this point in time. There is a lot of activity going on amongst many. And we want to keep our brothers and sisters in prayer that what needs to be accomplished will be accomplished by the power of God. A couple things that were mentioned in services this morning. Believing God, trusting God, believing what Jesus says, believing what Jesus has done. And it reminded me of a couple of verses that were also brought up last Sunday night's meeting. Going to go to John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Is Jesus a liar? Absolutely not. Did Jesus always do what he said he was going to do? Absolutely he did. Can we trust Jesus to do what he says he's going to do? Absolutely. But do our thoughts and our actions really operate there? Now, we fall into doubt and unbelief. And there are times when it's pretty obvious that we even see it ourselves that that's where we are. And then there are other times when we don't even see it operating in the midst of it and don't even realize it. These verses remind me of a particular day last summer. It was end of June, early July. It was one of the hottest days of the summer. I think we were hitting about 112 that day. And I was on my way into town to get some garden water and fill water jugs and whatnot. And I got just onto the blacktop heading into town. And up in the distance, I see this little pickup truck sitting on the side of the road. The hood was up. Driver door was open. And as I crept by, there was a man sitting in the truck who looked unconscious. As hot as it was that day, I wouldn't have blamed him if he was. But I stopped the truck, and as I got out, he got out. He met me in the road. And he asked me if I had any water. And I had a water bottle with some water in it, a little drinking water. And I offered it to him, and he said, no, for the truck. My radiator is dry, boiled over. I'm stranded here. And he said, I have been sitting here for a very long time. And you are the first person that has come by. Do you have enough water for the truck? I got 7, 8, 9 water bottles, got a big 325-gallon tank on the back of the truck. Nothing more than a little drinking water. I did not have what this man needed. I had nothing for him to help him on his way. I offered to give him a ride into town, or at least a ride to Cattleman's, get some water. He refused. He did not want to leave his truck for good reason. And he told me, don't worry about it. Go ahead and go on your way and do what you need to do. And I said, I don't want to leave you out here. Are you sure I can't give you a ride somewhere? We can get what you need. No, go ahead and do what you need to do. If I'm still here when you come back, then you can help me. I said, that's going to be 4, maybe 5 hours from now before I come back. It's 112 out here, the heat coming off this blacktop. You've been sitting out here. He said, you've done your part. Go ahead and go. And I said, may I pray for you and let Jesus do his part to deal with this situation for you? And he was quick to receive. He said, oh, absolutely, yes. So I prayed with him, very short, simple prayer. And I asked Jesus to please send somebody along who did have what this man needed to get his truck going and get him home, and to please do it quickly so he didn't have to sit out in this heat any longer. The man received the prayer. That was that. I get back in the truck, drive the road. Not 20, 30 seconds later, a truck passed Speedway. Flatbed trailer, 3 big water tanks sitting on it. All of them full. I could see the water sloshing in them when I went by. G ready on it before he even asked. And I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and I'm thinking, now, is this guy really going to stop for him? I'm looking in the mirror, and I slow down. Now they're starting to get out of eyesight. So I actually stopped the truck, and I'm looking in the rearview mirror. Oh, okay, yes, he stopped. He's going to help this guy. Well, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That was cool. Driving down the road, praising the Lord, thinking that was the coolest thing. Got a couple more miles up the road. And the Lord asked me a question. Why didn't you believe me? Being the idiot I am, I asked, when did I not believe you? Oh, let's review your actions and your thoughts. You prayed for this man, asked me to deal with the situation he was in. And before you even got back in the truck to drive away, what was I thinking? Okay, well, if I stop at Cattleman's and get water, I can go back to him and get him some water pretty quick. Maybe I should go all the way into town to the auto parts store and actually get a gallon of coolant for him because the water's going to boil over anyway. Maybe I should this, maybe I should do that. Still thinking about how I was going to be the one to deal with it. What was I going to do to fix this situation for this man? Doubt, unbelief, self-righteousness, sin, pride, took about 2.5 seconds to fall into all of that. And look at it way. Now I'm looking in the rearview mirror because I want that confirmation. I need to see it with my own eyes that that's the person that the Lord sent, and that person was actually going to stop and help this man, and I wanted to see it with my own eyes. Okay, yeah, now that we've reviewed through all of that, I can see where that is a whole lot of wrong. Well, what comes next? Oh, self-justification. Hand somebody a shovel and watch them keep digging. But Lord, I was really concerned about this guy. I mean, he was out in the heat, been out there in a long time. I was really concerned about him. Yeah. You were concerned about him, which is why he maybe stopped in the first place. But once you lifted the situation up to me and asked me to help him, what was there to be concerned about any longer? What were you concerned about? Nothing. There was nothing to be concerned about after that point. Well, right answer. But is that where I was operating? No. So when somebody asks, is Jesus a liar? Oh, I'd want to quickly say, oh, absolutely not. But then I think about the many times that I treat him like one. But here's one really awesome thing about the Lord as a loving Father. There was still an opportunity after all of that to still believe. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. After that conversation, I threw my hands up in the air. Lord, you're right. I fell into all of that. Guilty. Flat out guilty. Please have mercy upon me and forgive me for that, Lord. Gives us yet another chance, even when we fall into doubt and unbelief, still gives us the opportunity to turn around and believe him once again. And he did forgive me. I believed that right then and there. And the rest of the day was a very peaceful day. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Believe him. I'd like to say I learned my lesson that day. Never fell into that again. Not after that day. Uh-uh. Yeah, well, that's certainly not the truth. Fallen into unbelief many, many times. But there is forgiveness. There is mercy. And the Lord offers an abundance of those things because I need it all the time, continuously. And it's there. So remember, Jesus is not a liar. He will do what he says he will do. And when we find ourselves not operating in that, he still leaves the door open to turn around and receive his mercy and forgiveness. You receive that. Another chance to believe him. And you move on. That is all.
That was a really good message, Carter. I know every one of us, if we're honest, can say we've been guilty of the same thing. And by not believing his word, we're calling him a liar. And it's time we stop doing that. Start believing him and doing exactly what he says and believing everything he says in his word. Which brings me to 41 years ago, I was given my first King James Version of the Bible. And it was given to me by Davey. And in the opening in that, he had written 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I have held on to that for 41 years. It says, study to show thyself approved. What's it take to study? What is studying? It's digging deeper. It's looking deeply into whatever you're studying. And we should be studying the Word of God every day. My voice disappeared there. I require, basically, the women that I disciple to read their scriptures every day. That's not the same as studying. But I have found you start your day with prayer and reading the Word, your day goes a lot smoother. If you leave one of those steps out, sometimes you have a really rough day. But studying means to look deeply into it. We've been taught over the years that there's many levels to the Word of God. Nothing contradicts. It just adds to it and gives it more deeper meaning. So a lot of times I sit there with concordance because sometimes we don't understand the Elizabethan words. One example is 1 Corinthians 13, which people call the love chapter. The word used for love in that is charity. To us, charity means helping someone else in need. In that chapter, it means agape love. That's God's love. That's a love of decision. Unless you did study of that, you wouldn't know that that's what it meant. So I use the concordance a lot to check meanings of words. A lot of times I know what they really do mean, and sometimes I'm surprised. But I know that in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It says, all scripture. When this was written, all they had was the Old Testament, or what we call the Old Testament. They didn't have the New Testament yet. So I know people that spend their whole lives just reading the New Testament, but they miss so much by not reading the Old. Because Jesus is all through that. There's so many lessons you can learn by spending time in the Old Testament and studying it. Not just doing a superficial reading of it, but studying it. God has so much for us in this Word, and this is how we know who Jesus is. This is how we know what His promises are. This is how we know what He did for us. And this is how we know what we can do to serve Him. So you need to spend time in the Word. And in Romans 15:4, let me get to it here. Of course, I went right by it. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. That's where your hope comes from. And if we have patience, if we through patience and comfort of the scriptures, that's what we should be receiving from the scriptures every time we read it, every time we study it. It was all written for our learning. You got to spend time in the Word every day. And I know when I first came to the Lord and I was given that King James Bible, which I still have in storage, but I still have that Bible. And I look back now and laugh because, let's face it, you've all heard my testimony. I did not like Davy. I thought a lot of bad things about him. And a lot of those words you shouldn't say in church. But when he preached, I went to the Word. And I checked out everything he taught. I wanted to find some way to prove him wrong. So I did a lot of studying in the very beginning. And I found out, I mean, whatever he taught, he was right. And that didn't make me happy at the time. But praise the Lord, I kept striving to learn the Word so I could actually come against him. But praise the Lord, that never happened. But I spent the time studying. I spent the time reading. And I can't encourage you enough to always get in the Word. Because Jesus, as Carter said, is not a liar. And everything in this book is true. Or anything in the 66 books is true. So don't think that you can move on in the Lord and become what he wants you to become without spending time in the Word. I was planning to go into another scripture also today, but I don't think we have time for that. And maybe I'll do that next time I come up here. But read the Word. Study the Word. If you don't understand a meaning of a word, look it up. Pray and ask the Lord to show you the practical applications. Show you how to use that word. Show you how to stand in that word. And study. Don't not study the Word. Yes, reading it, just reading it, it feeds your spirit. It gets that word in you that you can call upon it when you need it. Studying also gives you a deeper knowledge and a deeper love of Jesus because you see what he did and what he still does in our lives. So keep reading. Don't quit. Make that part of every single day. And you're blessed by it. It will grow. Keep your eyes on him and learn all you can about him. And that the only way to do that is by his word.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Many words and many wisdom for all of us to take in to our hearts and our minds today. I want to finish us off by going over to Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, and do this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, and build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. Most of this goes through everything that has been given to you today. The example that Carter gave. Did you learn? Did you learn? Not well enough. That's a question each and every one of us has to ask ourselves every time. You learn by doing. You learn by making mistakes when you're doing most of the time. And the correction of those mistakes is what brings you to a point where you understand. And it's what you do with that understanding afterwards that makes the difference. So you learned. Did you do it different? Did you take up that cross? Did you proof his word? Are you doing things different today than you did then? Not just Carter. Each and every one of us have these examples and these things where the Lord has shown us precisely his work. Have you made that change? Have you brought in that understanding? Are you trusting more in him today than you ever have before? It'd be great if we could say, yes, always. And he'd love to hear that too. He'd love to see the proof of it each and every day. You know, if we did that, we would be saying it out of pride. If that's what you're thinking and that's the thought that's going through your mind, that yes, you do it all the time, every day, that is pride. He's not in it. See, that's one of the things when Carter was talking, it was one of the things that popped into my head. Carter was trying to see what he could do. That's pride. How can I make it better? You can't. What Jesus did showed you a lesson. What Jesus did, being you prayed with that individual, may have brought him the irrefutable proof that the Lord hears prayers and answers them. Not through using you, but that could have been the one instance where that person saw how quick the Lord can react. I know there's dozens of times in my life before that things would happen. Now, I look back on it, and I know it was the Lord's doing. And at the time, it was another spot where I could have made, where I should or wish I would have made the decision instead of waiting another couple years down the road where something else happens. And it's like, now I look back on it, I know it was the Lord bringing things about and bringing things to bear in my life where I had to make a choice and a decision. Lord uses us if you are willing to be those instances in people's lives where it brings them to a point of decision to bring them to a point of decision can also, at the same time, bring us to a place where we need to review what we're doing. It's interesting how the Lord can take that and make it fall two directions. One, it was an answer to a prayer where the person that Carter prayed with could see the Lord work and see that the Lord answered prayers. And at the same time, used it as an anvil to drop it on Carter's head and say, what are you doing? I know since I've come to the Lord, there's been a bunch of times where, I don't know, an anvil may have been too small. Maybe an 18-wheeler standing on end. because I totally got in the way. Because I let go of the Lord and tried to rely on myself. Praise God, He keeps giving me chances to learn. Praise God, He gives all of us chances and time. How much time? You don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows the day, the time, or the hour. No one can predict it. Take the opportunities that are given to you. Believe on Jesus Christ. And if you go back over where Carter was at, if you go back to 14:12, he tells us, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Then he tells us about praying and asking. We can do what he did. He tells us we will do things that are even greater than he did. Stand for Jesus. Believe in and on Jesus Christ. And he will give you everything you need. And give you more blessings than you can count. Learn, trust, and obey. Amen.
I am not my own. I was bought with a price. I was purchased with fresh Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life. I am not my own, I was bought with a price. I was purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life.
Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Well, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that the words that were spoken today, that we take them to heart, and that we take thy word and we take it to heart, that we may consume it and it may become part of us, that it may strengthen us, that we may walk in your ways as you have called us to be. And that all of our thoughts and all of our heart and all of our minds be on you, Lord, and be on the things that you have done, and be on the, and may we conform our life unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, and so tonight at 8 o'clock, we have the after meeting. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock Eastern Time. 6 o'clock Mountain Time, and then we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. So may God bless you.
listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.